Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 4 of the Big Bang Theory Rewatch podcast. This episode is called The Luminous Fish Effect. In this episode, Sheldon gets fired for basically saying his boss is a high school physics teacher and gets to explore some activities that go beyond physics. So, you know, he tries to improve eggs and make ponchos and whatever else he tries to do. Contrell, what did you think of this episode?
This was one of my favorites, like of the four. This is one of my favorites. It was great. Laughed a lot. A lot of good lines, a lot of good guest stars, a lot of good stuff.
There was a lot.
October originally aired October 22nd, 2007, and the same director, Mark Zinzowski.
It aired on my 15th birthday.
What?
Boom.
Wow.
I know, right?
I did not know that October 22nd was your birthday. Happy birthday.
Yep. Thanks. Not October right now. There were a lot of funny moments in this episode. One that had me cracking up. Sheldon ends up, well, Leonard ends up calling Sheldon's mother for reinforcement because, yeah, Sheldon is just going crazy. And when his mother comes, who is Mary Cooper, so this is the first episode that we find out Sheldon's last name is Cooper, and his mother. And she comes and she's making like this delicious meal that Sheldon loves. And he comes out of his room and they like start to talk to him and she's like, no. Don't speak to him. Like you'll spook him. He's like a baby deer. You gotta wait for him to come to you. And the moment when they're all like looking over at him as he's like taking the food, and he just like does this glance that's just like it just killed me. That face, I was cracking up. So good. What was the funniest moment for you?
For me, it was early on in the episode when they were. When Howard shows up with his date, and Sheldon is like, mm-hmm. "Man, his robotics must have improved." That's like that was a great line. It ties into all the robot stuff we've been talking about. So I just thought that was a great line for Summer, his date Summer, who's played by Sierra Edwards. Summer.
I tried looking her up and like it seems like she fell off the face of the earth. It's like she showed up, was Howard's girlfriend, and couldn't find anything else about her. I was gonna invite her to be a guest star, but she lost her chance.
Next time, maybe we'll find her one day.
Right. that cracked me up. That scene was so funny. It's like Sheldon's like the more likely explanation. Robotics.
That was a great scene.
Speaking of guests, we should talk about Sheldon's mom, who is played by Laurie Metcalf. She is a 3-time Emmy Award winning actress, also nominated for Tonys, Golden Globes, all sorts of things, mainly for her roles on our last episode, Roseanne, which is kind of funny that they seem to have pulled all these characters that worked on Roseanne. She played Jackie Harris on Roseanne and on the spinoff of, which I think was The Conners. And she was the voice of Andy's mom, Mrs. Davis, in all of the Toy Story movies. So nice. She's pretty popular. She's done a bunch of things. I thought she was fantastic in this
episode.
She
stole the show. She was the star of the episode. She stole the show. Every scene she was in, she was the spotlight. It makes me so curious now to see this through and see if what's the show called? Young Sheldon, mm-hmm. if it stays true, because they drop a lot of like little nuggets, and I hope the Young Sheldon writers and producers were paying attention and kept it all like canon, mm-hmm. because it's a lot to.
Yeah,
we'll see.
It's a lot, and I feel like I need to watch Young Sheldon because of it. I keep checking after we watch the episodes to see if there's anything, any inconsistencies or something. And it did say in this one, they mention Sheldon having a dog or something, which I didn't even remember, like, from the episode. But apparently that's not true on young Sheldon. So I was like, okay, they missed something there. And Sheldon's supposed to be, like, scared of dogs or something. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a little mess up. So I think they generally try to keep it pretty good, but seems like a few things here and there.
Missed a couple things.
Yeah, we'll have to do a random watch of those episodes.
Yeah, I feel like I need to watch all of this before I go to young Sheldon. I feel like I would miss something if I didn't.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. There was a moment that I was like, there's a moment that made me cringe and a moment that I was like, whew, like, I don't know if that would be, like, so acceptable today. Did you have any of those?
Well, the mom had several of them. She had numerous ones. Ones off the bat that I can remember, they were eating, and she said, "Oh, you guys don't have to pray if you don't want to," or something.
Howard, the other one with the eating that killed me. She's making chicken, and she turns to Raj, and she's like, "Now, honey, I hope this isn't one of the animals that your people think is magic."
That was so mean. Yeah, I believe that would have been offensive. I think that was offensive then and now. I don't think it was like, yeah, that was a great line though. It was shout out to India. Shout out to India.
Yeah, we love our viewers in India.
Yes.
And also in that same moment, the like most cringeworthy thing for me was Howard like so quickly tried to come in and hit on Sheldon's mom. And she's like, no, sweetie. Nice try.
Another one of my favorite moments was when Sheldon was like, "Is Dr. Gablehauser going to be my new daddy?" I was like, she was like, "We'll see."
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. So does she come back?
Oh yeah. She's recurring for sure. She's not in a lot, but she'll be around. You'll catch episodes where she's there.
But she doesn't play the mom on Young Sheldon, right?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Because I think like her age would be so different then.
Yeah, I guess actually, I'm not sure. Younger. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know nothing about. Sorry, viewers. I know nothing about Young Sheldon.
That's okay. Next time, I'll make a note. We'll double check that. But I don't think she does. I think I would have seen it when I looked her up. But another moment that I just thought was funny and like I pointed out to people as well. So I guess this is like part of the nerdiness in me. Is when Sheldon ends up going to the grocery store with Penny because he's, you know, doing all these experiments and he's trying to improve eggs. Which, by the way, before I say this, I have to give a shout out to my dad who makes better scrambled eggs than anyone because everyone puts like milk in their eggs to make it like a little creamy or whatever. And the one time I'm watching my dad cook, and he adds a little bit of water instead of milk. I was like, why would you do that? You're just diluting it. He's like, no, it makes them fluffier because the water just evaporates while you're cooking. The milk like cooks into it. So then you get these light, fluffy eggs. So I just have to point that out. My dad already improved eggs, so Sheldon doesn't have to.
Oh, awesome. Shout out to Riley's dad.
Yes. He used to be a chef. Oh, okay. What I was getting to was when they went to the grocery store and Penny goes over to the like vitamin supplement section and Sheldon's just like, oh, and Penny's like, what am I doing wrong now? And he's like, I see that you like to buy very expensive urine with like peeing out all of the supplements and stuff. And he's like, And she's like, well, what if I want to buy expensive urine? And he's like, oh, well, in that case, you might want to add some manganese to that. Which is funny science because a lot nerds. Of the supplements. Yeah, I'm sorry. Science that's the science nerds. Nerd in me. I was like, right. This is too this funny.
You made me think about my Aunt Tammy also in her scrambled eggs. I don't know what she does, but she makes really good scrambled eggs too. So shout out to Aunt Tammy.
Woohoo! We got good scrambled eggs.
Scrambled eggs, family. We should have them do a cook-off. That's what this episode's about. They should cook off and do a taste test.
Cook off on the podcast. They each have to stream it. And yeah, we taste test.
Nice.
Okay, so I have to point out some facts from this episode, some things. This is the first episode that we see Sheldon's room for the first time, and we see where they work at Caltech for the first time. So first time you see those, and surprisingly enough, which was just a really random fact, of all 10 seasons of The Big Bang Theory, this is one of the two episodes where Sheldon wears shorts. All the rest, he wears pants. So I was like, that is, so random, but I have to point it out.
Did he have on shorts in the grocery store? Or is he?
He had on shorts when he was at home doing, like, the scrambled egg experiments and stuff. I don't remember if he had it at the grocery store or not.
I just remember the grocery store scene where he was wearing, like, long sleeves and Penny was dressed like it was 100 degrees out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think other people in this, like, there's a person with a hoodie in this grocery store. I was like, what's the weather going on there? I don't know.
Pasadena, California. You never know.
Another excuse to put Penny in some Daisy Dukes, basically.
I was just going to say, the same thing. They always, Penny, poor girl, least amount of clothes possible. And Sheldon, I don't know if you've noticed, he's like starting to get his trademark look. You can see behind me. The t-shirt over the long sleeve shirt. That's
that's his trademark.
Kind of a trademark Sheldon thing. Not always,
there's no superhero shirt this episode. But
I know.
His room made up for it. He had some nice comics on the wall in his room.
The comics, the posters, there was like some Green Lantern. Yeah. Bunch of stuff there.
Nerds. I don't have any of that stuff in my house.
Sure. You probably have more than him. And I think the ending of the episode also was one of my favorite moments, where the title of the episode comes from. They just like span over and you just see the luminous fish, which was one of Sheldon's ideas as he was going through not working and all the things he had to think about. He was like, oh, glow in the dark fish.
I enjoyed that.
It's a real thing. Like, you can do that. You can easily insert a gene and make basically any animal glow you want. So
nerds.
I know, nerds. we make stuff glow all the time. Just insert some fluorescent in there. You want it green, orange, doesn't matter. We'll make it. Whatever you want. Tell me what kind of fish you want.
Nice. Can you eat them after that?
I mean, if you want to. But why
like
are you
if
gonna
we got
eat
like
them?
A big fish and made it glow and then ate it. I'm just wondering if that's possible.
Yes, it's possible. The glowing will not affect you. It's safe.
Nice. Awesome. Can't wait to try that.
All right. Just let me know what color.
All right. Yo, green. Absolutely.
Okay, that's easy. GFP. Yeah. We put that in. All right. Shout out science nerds.
Shout out science nerds.
You got anything else? Glow in the dark tampons?
Okay. It was a great episode. Like I said, one of maybe the favorite just because of Lori Metcalf. Shout out to Lori Metcalf. And I guess we need to mention Dr.
Gable.
What's his name? Habenhauser.
Gable.
I had it written down and lost it. Dr. Gablehauser.
Yes.
Played by Mark Harlech.
Yes.
Does he come back? Do you know?
He's the boss. He's the boss of the physics department. So he'll be back.
So he'll be around.
A couple more times. Yeah.
Nice.
He's awesome. Good. He's funny.
Yeah. Shout out to him.
Yes.
Good job.
Yeah, the good guess this time. Summer, Dr. Gabelhauser, Sheldon's mom. It was a good guest episode.
Good guess episode. Yep. Lori Metcalf. Shout out Lori Metcalf. And Roseanne, I guess. We'll see how many more
Know.
Roseanne characters show up.
I feel like I need to go back and watch Roseanne because now I'm like, all these characters I know, like I feel like I should go see them. I don't even know about this show.
It was a great show. Great show. I feel like controversial at the time because Roseanne was like a bad mom or something, but or like
Oh.
they were just like, I don't know, it was kind of like The Simpsons before The Simpsons. I don't know when The Simpsons came, but they were just like not the greatest, like richest family. So anyway, Roseanne. Yeah.
All right, Roseanne. I'll
All
watch
right.
something. All right. I think that's all we got, everyone. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week for episode 5.